share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. The quick-release steering wheel is designed to make it easier for drivers to get in and out of competitive racing vehicles, because with a seat designed to hold the drive in place and a full cage roll bar installed, there is not much wiggle room to move. That's in racing. What if we were to tell you that the technology has since made its way to daily drivers, who install them in their souped-up sedans just because they can? For this unfortunate driver, he thought that it'd be fun to install the quick-release steering wheel and play around with while driving, resulting in him crashing his vehicle. Here is a video of the incident. Viewer discretion is advised. https://world.com/wp-content/uploads/2022/04/27757009_67418806706031_162158626473_162158626473043993_n.mp4. While driving down a rather deserted road, this netizen gave a demo of how quick-release steering wheel would work and tricked viewers in saying that the wheel came off on its own. Unable to reinstall the wheel in time, moments later, the vehicle swerved to the left and ended up in the gutter. Luckily, no one was harmed because of this person's rather idiotic decision. https://world.com/wp-content/uploads/2022/04/27755920_6560382688239214884732241704542_n.mp4. Look. It is one thing to install things that will devalue your vehicle in the long run, but it is another to endanger those around you, when you fail to take into consideration other road users that may be in the area. Let's hope that the authorities will at least look into banning racing tech to be used on daily driven vehicles. They are not race cars to be needing a quick-release steering wheel. Also read. Malacca Exco says putting students with social problems at cells in prison museum can help them. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.